This is The Takeaway. I'm Judd Hockenberry. Once upon a time, having the Summer Olympics come to your town was a dream come true. Beijing, of course, with unlimited resources, could build a part spaceport, part emerald city in 2008 to host the Games and showcase the arrival of China on the global stage. New York had this opportunity not too long ago and refused to get involved. New Yorkers didn't want to pay for it. Typical New Yorkers didn't feel the need to show the world they had arrived on the world stage. And in Boston, there is a similar fatigue setting in. It looked like a natural for the sports capital of America, Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, Celtics, to get the nod by the U.S. Olympic Committee for the American bid to host the 2024 Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games. But there's no accounting for prickly Bostonians who are not particularly thrilled about shelling out for the Games. Two-thirds of Bostonians don't believe Boston needs to do any global showcasing at all. And according to a recent poll, only a third of Boston's residents want to host the Games. Evan Falchuk, the chairman of the United Independent Party and a former gubernatorial candidate in Massachusetts, joins us now. Evan, welcome to The Takeaway.
How are you today?
So what is a political leader in Boston to do about this reluctance of Bostonians to get involved? What do you do?
Well, what we're doing is spearheading an effort to make sure that there's a referendum that protects taxpayers and that says that no taxpayer money will be used. As you pointed out with the Olympics, it's a great sporting event, but it's also a business. And its business model is to make money by running these games with taxpayer support.
Now, there's also another ballot measure that would talk about, you know, whether Bostonians want to do this at all. What are the conflicts between these two referenda?
Well, the one that we've spearheaded, which is called the People's Vote Olympics vote, is tied to the idea of no taxpayer money. There's another one that the actual organizers of the Olympic bid say they're pursuing. They haven't described what it would be, but I like to call it the fox guarding the hen house referendum, where they're going to pose some kind of a vote at some point about this same issue.
And your suspicion is that their vote will just be a, hey, rah, 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 let's do this, whereas yours is very specifically about protecting the taxpayers in the city of Boston.
In Massachusetts, the way the law works is that you actually draft your referendum question like a law. The organizers of this Olympic bid, which is a group called Boston 2024, they put together what I would think of as a dream team if your job is to try to go get taxpayer money to support this event. And that's what's gotten taxpayers so concerned all across Massachusetts. It's not just a Boston problem.
Is this also an opportunity for you to get some statewide profile for some future political, opportunity, race that you might run?
Well, the reason we founded the United Independent Party was about situations just like this, where you've got connected people that are driving policymaking. So in many ways, when you think about what we've built with the United Independent Party, this is the poster child.
Now, it sounds to me, Evan, like you want this whole thing to go down.
I'm a sports fan, and I think that the Olympics are a cool sporting event. I think the problem that so many of us are having here in Massachusetts is that we're being told one thing by the organizers of this bid, which is that taxpayers aren't going to pay. And most people don't believe that.
And if your initiative results in the Games not coming to Boston, you know, similar things happen around the United States. I mean, the taxpayers refuse to fund a new stadium on Long Island, and the New York Islanders had to move to Brooklyn. For whatever reason, a lot of people were sad about that. You would not be sad if the Boston Olympics went somewhere else.
What I look to is that the organizers of the Olympics have said that they do not need taxpayer money to run these games. So if a referendum passes that says no taxpayer money could be used, I leave it to the organizers of Boston 2024 with the IOC, because they've said they can do this without those kinds of guarantees.
Evan Falchuk is the chairman of the United Independent Party, a former gubernatorial candidate in Massachusetts, spearheading a movement to prevent taxpayer money from being used for the 2024 Summer Olympics if they're held in Boston. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.